the American Stroke Association celebrating its 20th anniversary. Mm. And you think back just 20 years ago, Craig, if you had a stroke, recovery and treatment options were very limited. Now there are people walking out of the hospital with little or no disability. But you need to know the warning signs. And here to help us with that and talk all things stroke is Dr. Marianne Bowman, spokesperson for the American Stroke Association. Doctor, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right, let's talk about some of the things. What are the warning signs of stroke? And I don't want to jump ahead, but I always remember that FAST. Does that still apply for us?
Absolutely. I'm glad you know that. FAST is the acronym that we use and we teach to know the signs of a stroke. F is for face drooping, A, arm weakness, S for speech difficulties, and T, time to call 911. Time lost is brain lost.
Time is really the critical factor here. Explain that.
It absolutely is. We know that stroke is preventable, treatable, and beatable. Preventable because 80% of strokes can be prevented with lifestyle changes and the appropriate medications. Treatable and beatable if you get to the hospital, because many of the treatments that we have are time sensitive. If you get there outside of the window, they can't be given to you because they won't work. That's why time is so important. That's why you got to call 911. Don't wait for the symptoms to go away. Wonder if this is really something. Call 911. Don't drive yourself. Call 911 because the treatment can begin and the evaluation can begin in the ambulance.
Bruce mentioned FAST. Is there something in particular we should spot right away?
You can see this. You can see this, or you can see it in yourself, but oftentimes you'll see it in somebody else, where suddenly it just looks like their mouth is uneven and it's drooping on one side, or they go to pick something up and they drop it, speech becomes garbled. That was an example of that. Speech becomes garbled and they just can't get the words out. And so when you see any one of those signs, that person needs to get to the hospital. You call 911 if they can't do it.
Now, it says here not all strokes are created equal. I guess there's two types of strokes?
Yes, there are two different types of strokes. There's a hemorrhagic stroke. That's where there's a hemorrhage or bleeding into the brain. And then the most common type of stroke, which is the ischemic stroke. That's where you have a lack of blood flow to a part of the brain because of a clot. It's most common, and that's what we're talking about also with the treatments that we have, the new treatments that we have.
So we talked about how the 20 years for the American Stroke Association, getting the word out, reminding people about it, knowing that it's time crucial to get there in that time, and now everybody has sort of phones, so it's almost no matter where you are, you're able to call 911 to get some help. What is the other technology that's been able to help save these people and also make them recover quicker?
Well, we do have, and you're right, the American Stroke Association has been around for 20 years, and we have been funding the research and the programs to really get to the bottom of this. The treatments that we have are like the clot-busting drugs, TPA, where it will dissolve the clot so that blood flow goes back to the brain, or also we now have mechanical stents, little devices that can go in and pluck that clot right out of the blood vessel so that you get the blood flow restored. But these are time sensitive, as I mentioned. The other thing I want to say, though, is the American Stroke Association has also been working on prevention. And we know that if you exercise, eat better, lose weight, you can prevent a stroke. 80% of strokes are preventable with these kinds of changes. Aspirin may help you to prevent a second stroke. 25% of people who have one stroke have another stroke. So aspirin, but aspirin's not appropriate for everyone, so before you start an aspirin regimen, you need to speak with your doctor. And of course, don't smoke. Take your medications for high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol. So the American Stroke Association is a combination of the research for the treatments, but also the prevention.
Do people's hereditary have any effect, their ethnicity, that type of thing? Is there looking into that sort of connection?
Yes, we do see a definite high incidence of stroke in African Americans and Hispanics. We also know that diabetes is very prevalent in populations, and if you have diabetes, you have an increased risk of stroke. High blood pressure is very prevalent. If you have high blood pressure, you have an increased risk of stroke because that's wear and tear on your blood vessels. And if you have high cholesterol, you also get that plaque and you get the formation, and those things can increase your risk of stroke as well. So, yes, there's just a lot involved, but there's so much we can do if we just pay attention.
What about the recovery? What's the rate of recovery of your mobility and things, and at what point does somebody have sort of permanent damage?
Well, it depends. It certainly depends on the stroke itself, but it also depends on whether they got to the hospital in time, because there are windows when you can give these medications, and if you're outside of that window, they don't work. So definitely getting to the hospital on time, people can walk out. I have seen patients of mine, I'm a primary care internist, and I have seen patients who had a total paralysis of one side of their body, and then they get these clot-busting drugs, and it goes away almost instantaneously. So it is really dramatic and can make an absolute difference. If you have had a stroke, you need to talk with your doctor. You need to talk with your doctor about all kinds of things. When can you exercise again? Is an aspirin the right thing for you? And are you on the right medications for diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol? And I got to tell you, if you're on medications for these things, take them. Take those medications. That makes a huge difference in the whether you're going to have a stroke or not and what your disability is going to be.
Again, if people want to find out more about this and learn more about FAST, where can they get some details?
I really encourage your listeners to go to strokeassociation.org. Not only will you get information on the treatments, but also on prevention. You can set up conversations with people who have had stroke, with other caregivers, so you can really get the tools you need, both to prevent your stroke, but if you've had one, to prevent another one, and to have the best quality of life that you can have.
And the key to that is if you sense you're having one or you see somebody, call right away.
Absolutely.
Time.
People wait. People wait, and that's the worst thing that you can do for yourself. Don't take a chance. Call 911. If it's a false alarm, so what? Call 911.
Absolutely. We appreciate your time, Doctor. Thanks for sharing with us this morning.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.